This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 156 for Wednesday, November 22nd. I'm Phil France Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker on Wednesday, as an early attempt at moving higher ran out of steam and values dropped with the Chicago soy complex. Prices down $13 to over $15, January down $13.60 at $707.60 per ton. Markets in the U.S. will be closed tomorrow for Thanksgiving and only open for reduced hours on Friday, while the canola market will trade as normal. Positioning ahead of the U.S. holiday was a feature, with the possibility of more volatility in canola amid that lack of liquidity. The January canola contract fell below its 50-day moving average and tested some other chart levels, which encouraged additional speculative selling. A lack of farmer selling on the other side, though, did help temper the declines. In the U.S., soybeans were lower while corn and wheat were mixed, with positioning ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday a feature. Soybeans down sharply as losses in crude oil spilled over to weigh on world vegetable oil markets. The January contract down 20 cents at $13.56 per bushel. Forecasts calling for precipitation in dry northern growing regions of Brazil were weighing on prices, but southern parts of the country remain too wet. Most analysts continue to call for record soybean production out of Brazil this year, despite issues with seeding, with China also showing a preference for Brazilian soybeans in its latest export purchases. Corn futures, meanwhile, held near unchanged, down only a penny in the March contract at 487 and three quarters. The USDA announced private export sales of 128,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations this morning. Weekly sales data will be delayed until Friday. U.S. ethanol production dipped to just over a million barrels per day in the latest weekly report, down slightly on the week, but stocks of the renewable fuel were up, rising by nearly 700,000 barrels to 21.6 million. That's the highest level in over a month. Wheat ending mixed. Chicago up a penny in the March contract at 584 per bushel, while Kansas City down 1 cent in March at 624 per bushel. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in the March contract at 728 per bushel. The USDA did announce private export sales of 110,000 tons of soft red wheat to China this morning. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, November 22nd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil France Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.